Good evening. I've named this message, What's the Difference in Being Different? And I would like to start out by reading Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I believe that many of those people that Jesus is speaking about will be people who went to church all or most of their lives. In a 2020 survey done by Pew Research Center, 65% of adults in the United States identify themselves as Christians. 62% of those polled claim to be members of a church congregation. According to the same research, the U.S. has the largest Christian population in the world. Hosea 4:6 states, My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee. That thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. I would like to tell you a story of a young man who attended church every week for several years. He did not grow up in a church and had a view that if you believed in Jesus and asked for his forgiveness through what they call the sinner's prayer, no matter what, he was going to heaven. This young man attended a non-denominational church where they said this prayer at the end of every service, and he said it faithfully every time. Yet this young man still felt insecure. Proverbs 14:12 says, There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. This is repeated word for word almost in Proverbs 16:25. And I don't know about you, but if there is something repeated in the scriptures, I think we had better pay attention. The writer states that the way seems right. Deception has been prevalent in all ages since the Garden of Eden. And in Jesus' day, the Sadducees had a following and believed that there was no resurrection. And in our day, there are many false doctrines. There's spiritual deception all over the place. Really, if you're out in the world, people will tell you that there are many ways to Jesus instead of one way. Continuing with the young man, there was a mass baptismal service at this same congregation, and he was encouraged to be baptized, in which he did. During this time, the young man was entrenched in sin, drinking, smoking cigarettes, swearing like a sailor, and a range of other sins. Yet he went to church and was baptized and believed he was a good person going to heaven. No one told him any different. After a while, the young man started attending a different church and was told that he was baptized incorrectly. At this new church, the young man felt weighed down by his poor life choices and confided in the pastor about his drinking problem. He was told he would be delivered from this problem through prayer and the Holy Spirit, and that he had been deceived into believing he was going to heaven. He was told that he needed to be baptized in Jesus' name only and have evidence of the Holy Spirit by speaking in tongues. The young man complied with the baptism and never received the tongues. For a year, he continued in sin and being told to quit resisting the Holy Spirit, and God was going to use his vocal cords. The gift of tongues was never imparted. During this time, he felt like God didn't love him, and he had done too much wrong to be saved. He started to try to figure out why he wasn't receiving this gift from the Bible and came across spiritual gifts in Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12. And I won't read those because of time. But he presented these findings to the pastor, and he was told he was misunderstanding it when he read it. Acts 17:11 says, These were more noble, talking about the Bereans, than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness of mind and search the scriptures daily, whether these things were so. 1 John 4:1 says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. The young man's life was out of control, and he knew it. He needed this Jesus, but he seemed too hard to find. At work one day, he meets a man who invites him to his church. He agrees and starts attending, continuing to drink, live with his girlfriend and other sins. The latter problem was confronted right away at this new church. But the drinking continued, with some even saying that he could not lose his salvation. That drinking wasn't a big deal. Until he meets a man in the church who tells him that everything is not going to be all right. Drunkenness is wrong. Uses the scriptures to show him that it is wrong. And the young man comes across these verses in Galatians 5, 16 through 26, which states, This I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murderers, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. The young man realized that he is not going to heaven once he reads this, that he is not a Christian, that he is on his way to hell, and he needs to do something about it. But what? This new church talks a lot about baptism and becoming a Christian. He did this twice already. He decides he will research the Bible for baptism and comes across verses like Matthew 28:19, which say, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Mark 16:16, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Romans 6:3-7, Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. When we are baptized, we are being baptized for the forgiveness of sins. We are not being baptized for a church membership, and it is not an outward appearance of an inward change. We are being baptized for the forgiveness of sins. Once we have been immersed, our life should be changed from a life of sin to a new life free from sin and old habits. Our love for Christ and his sacrifice should be our drive to seek righteousness. In Acts 2:38, Peter reiterates this by saying, Repent. We should repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. To make a long story shorter, I will tell you, the young man believed this verse and repented from drinking and other sins, a whole list of them. And shortly later was baptized by his need, not by pressure or any other reason. The young man is me. The third church he attended is a church of Christ. The man who told me the truth is the man I work with every day. He was different in the fact that he confronted my sin and loved me enough to nurture me in the scriptures. The church of Christ was different enough to teach the truth in scripture and the correct plan of salvation in a world that tells you if you go to church and accept Jesus in your heart, you will go to heaven no matter how you live. Nothing could be farther from the truth. There are many more people like me out there who are full of sin and spiritually deceived in desperate need of the truth. Ezekiel 3:18 through 20 states, "When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning or speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood shall I require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man doeth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness, which he hath done, shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand." Before I close, I would like to read a poem. Dave got this started, so got it. "You call me eternal, then do not seek me. You call me fair, then do not love me. You call me gracious, then do not trust me. You call me just, then do not fear me. You call me life, then do not choose me. You call me light, then do not see me. You call me Lord, then do not respect me. You call me master, then do not obey me. You call me merciful, then do not thank me. You call me mighty, then do not honor me. You call me noble, then do not serve me. You call me rich, then do not ask me. You call me savior, then do not praise me. You call me shepherd, then do not follow me. You call me way, then do not walk with me. You call me wise, then do not heed me. You call me son of God, then do not worship me. When I sentence you, then don't you blame me." And in closing, I would like to ask the question, what is the difference in being different? Are you a Christian from Acts 2:38 standpoint? And are you living differently than the flesh from Galatians 5? Are you willing to be different and tell someone their need of the truth of Christ from the Bible? You may not think so, but being different makes a big difference.